Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're on WNYC. Now we begin a week-long series on the five films nominated for the Best Documentary Oscar. We did this last year, and it was so popular in the 5 days leading up to Oscar night that we thought we would do it again. Five films nominated for Best Documentary. We will speak with people involved in all five. Oscar night is not this coming Sunday. It's a week from this coming Sunday, but we're doing this week. Vic Muniz, the well-known Brazilian artist based here in Brooklyn, decided to immerse himself in the lives of the garbage pickers who work in the world's largest landfill located on the outskirts of Rio de Janeiro. Vic Muniz's project is the subject of the first Oscar-nominated feature that we'll discuss in this series. It's the documentary Wasteland. Here's a clip of him describing the deal he was offering some of the garbage pickers.
If I was a catador in Jardim Gramacho and somebody said to me, listen, do you want to come do this thing, work 2 weeks in this artist studio making a portrait of yourself? Oh, and by the way, we may take you to a foreign country. But at the end of all of this, you'll be back here collecting garbage. Would you like to come? I know that I would say yes.
Now, six of the garbage pickers took Vic up on his offer and worked with him to make portraits of themselves using recyclables they collected. Vic describes the project as an attempt to change their lives with the materials they use every day. Vic Muniz joins us now from Brazil in the first of our interviews this week with filmmakers behind this year's Oscar-nominated feature documentaries. Vic Muniz, welcome to WNYC. Hello from New York, and congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you very much, Brian. Nice to be in the show.
You talk about this project as a way to change people's lives. So first, explain your portrait project, which is documented in Wasteland.
Well, I've been doing these works in my studio here in Rio, which involve amassing large quantities of garbage or just junk, and making imagery in a large hangar-like structure. Like, you know, the portraits or the images are, they measure like something like from 25 to 50 feet long, and I need like a tower about 60 feet high to shoot it. So they're massive portraits, you know. So, and I've been doing this work, but I never thought of inviting people to help me. My chance to go to Gramacho, to this landfill in Rio, and when I went there, the first thing that I thought, maybe I could make portraits of these people who work there, because they're very special, and I can ask them to come and help me execute the portraits in my studio. And that sort of changed the whole dynamics of the way I work, and you know, gave birth to the whole project and documentary.
These folks who I've been referring to as garbage pickers, and you refer to as garbage pickers, do they do this for a living in some way, or are they basically homeless people living off stuff they find in the landfill, or what does garbage pickers actually refer to?
Well, they call themselves catadores. That's the term in Portuguese. They work 14 to 16-hour shifts collecting recyclables, not necessarily one type or another. It all depends on what the market is buying. Some of them collect paper, the other ones aluminum, tin, and so on. And also, the work is also divided by gender. You know, women collect lighter things, men collect heavier things, like paper is actually heavy. And there are two types of catadores. Some of them, they work for a middleman who actually own deposits in the area near the dump, and they buy the stuff from them, work the stuff a little bit, separate the garbage a little bit, and sell it to the industry. And some of them are organized, are self-organized. We deal with a group. Part of the group that we work are self-organized, and part of the group sell to middlemen. Well, we wanted to sort of like canvas a gamma of different types to come and work with us. And some of them are young, some of them are older, some of them have like a long experience in that, and they don't want to change it. They're very proud of doing so. and some of them. But the most amazing thing is when you get to this place, which you would think would be the end of the line for most of us, you are completely, immersed into this humanity. It's just like they, the catadores, because of the harsh conditions in which they have to, dwell, they sort of like, as a tool for survival, they develop a sense of self-worth and self-pride, and they say to themselves, almost as a mantra, what I'm doing is good, I'm actually not robbing, I'm not a prostitute, I'm doing something that is good for the world. And the picking is something that is a very competitive thing, it's very physical.
Because although, they get competitive, because they get paid by what they find?
By the weight, what they find. At the end of the war, at the end of a day's shift, they end up with something like, $25, $30.
So, and Martin Luther King, by the way, said all labor has dignity. So maybe this is an example of that. But here they are, the catadores, working under these harsh conditions that you just described. And here you are, an artist, which is like a whole other, strata of life. So I want to play an exchange from the film between you and your now ex-wife about your responsibility as an artist in this scenario. You're talking about the possibility of bringing one of the garbage pickers with you to London for the auction. Here's about 40 seconds of that exchange.
If you're starting to change them already, just bringing them to the other studio, just involving them in a different lifestyle in Rio, what's going to happen to them once you put them in a plane?
You were saying, this is going to mess up with their minds. Well, maybe their minds need to be messed up with.
But if you shake them up and say, hello, this is all, life is different, you could do this, you could do that, is it realistic enough to think that they, what can they do with that afterwards here?
It's really hard for me to imagine doing something that would do much damage to them, do worse than what has been done to them already.
So that from Wasteland. Vic, did you struggle with this? They don't have a lot of opportunity to change their lives.
Well, there's more to the story than this. I'm just not an artist working in Brooklyn. Well, I can't even say I'm a successful artist today. But I come from a similar background, that a lot of the people portrayed in the film come from. I was raised in a slum in a low middle class family. It's just like my parents, they both had jobs. But it's very, with all the people who we talked to there, all the participants in the film, they all came from similar households, and then something really bad happened. Somebody got hurt, somebody died, somebody lost a job, and that forced them into going to that situation where they had a lot of dignity that they wanted to go there, and they had to be forced into working in the garbage dump. So at the end of the film, I even say, that could have happened to me. We felt very arrogant when, we were talking about what to do, if we should or should not take one of these people to London to witness a sale of his own portrait. And I was just putting myself in the catador's shoes. I said, if I was, in the Gramacho, in this dump, and somebody came to me and said, do you like to work in an art project to make a picture of yourself, and we're going to sell this thing in London, and we're going to bring it to... bring you to London to see it, and it doesn't matter what would happen after that. I would just say yes. I would love to go. Anything is better than to be picking garbage in Gramacho.
Just to have the experience.
Yeah, another. And also I feel that was a discussion that we shouldn't be having. We should actually ask them. What did they want to do? And actually, when we do later in the film, when we do ask Tian, which is a very special man that we found there, he says he was so happy to go.
Yeah, we have that clip, actually. Tiao is the president of the Association of Pickers. He's this amazing guy who reads books he finds in the dump. You have him reading Machiavelli's The Prince. He's really ambitious, becomes a leader of the pickers, and you do end up taking him with you to London for the auction, and here's another clip from that scene.
Lot number 272, the great work by Vic Muniz, Marat Sebastião, Pictures of Garbage, and we will start this at £10,000. £10,000 for this lot. £10,000. £12,000 with Walker de Ocampo. £14,000 now. £14,000. £16,000. £18,000. £20,000.
So, the photographs of Tao eventually sold for the equivalent of about $50,000, and that money went back to the garbage pickers.
Yeah, the debt and the money that resulted for the sale of other photographs as well. You know, we've been working with them very closely since for 3 years now. And not only giving them money, with the sales of the photographs, we managed to give an impact and make a difference in their lives. Both at a very personal level, because we sold and we gave them enough money to buy with a matching grant from a foundation here in Brazil called IBIS. We actually gave them enough money to buy houses. But then we also put money into Tian's cooperative, which is like, you know, he's a self-organized picker, so he cuts the middleman and he organizes the other people. You know, he also increased his production and have more people come to work with him.
Hopefully, it had that positive effect. You know, I can't help but be struck by the ironic similarity between the ending of your movie with this auction and the ending of another of the nominated documentaries, Exit Through the Gift Shop, which also ends with an art auction, but yours is so earnest, and that one is like a hoax.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm still very confused with the other movie because I don't even know if it's a documentary or not.
And we'll talk about that one later in the week, I guess. So the Oscars are February 27th. Are you going? Are you participating?
I am, and Tian is coming with me. So since the film, you know, he's been traveling a lot for these festivals, and he accepted the film did very well in the festival circuit, and he's been to many of them, and that's been great for him. Here in Brazil now, you know, as that dump is closing, and there were a lot of promises that are not being met, you know, by the authorities. They're closing the dump. That film is being used very effectively as a way to make people do what they said they would.
And that's what we want from documentaries, is for them to have impact on the real world. So Vic Muniz, who's actually the subject of the film, Wasteland, Brooklyn-based artist who did all this work in Brazil. He joined us from Brazil today. The film was directed by Lucy Walker, by the way. Thank you so much. It's been really a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks a lot.
We'll continue the series all week on the Oscar-nominated documentaries. And happy Valentine's Day. Check out the slideshow of political lovebirds at our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. Oh, including Alan Greenspan and Andrea Mitchell, the cutest of them you'll ever see.